Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good afternoon from the Daily Beast. I'm Barbie Nadeau in for Brooke Howard. It's Tuesday, June 8th, and here are the top six stories the Cheat Sheet team is watching right now. Outages were reported on the sites of many of the world's biggest publishers, including the New York Times, CNN, The Guardian, The Financial Times, and parts of the BBC. TechCrunch reported that an outage on Fastly, a widely used CDN provider, appeared to be the cause of the major blackout. French President Emmanuel Macron has been slapped hard in the face by a member of the public who yelled, "Down with Macroni!" Grainy footage posted on social media shows the French leader walking toward a cheering crowd, then greeting a man in a green t-shirt who reaches over the barricade to give him a loud slap on the cheek. Security guards then jump on the man as Macron backs away. A day after Jeff Bezos proudly announced that he intends to take a trip to space this summer, ProPublica has shed some light on how he and other U.S. billionaires have managed to amass such a ridiculous amount of wealth. It reportedly shows that the Amazon CEO paid zero federal income taxes in 2007 and in 2011. Tesla chief Elon Musk paid none in 2018. And George Soros reportedly managed to pay zero federal income tax for 3 years running. Capitol Police leaders had at least 2 weeks of advance warning before armed supporters of Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6. That's according to a bipartisan Senate investigation. The joint report says the police were told on December 21st that protesters were planning to bring their, quote, big guns to the protests and were prepared to use them. The report found that the failure to assess the threat of violence contributed greatly to the breach. Hundreds of alleged criminal underworld figures have been arrested around the globe after using an encrypted messaging app that was secretly being controlled by the FBI and Australian intelligence. The operation allowed agencies to look through millions of encrypted messages, and the arrest, quote, struck a heavy blow against organized crime around the world. Rudy Giuliani can be heard attempting to pile pressure on top Ukrainian officials to launch an investigation into baseless allegations about Joe Biden in audio from a 2019 call released by CNN on Monday. Among the other threats overheard, Giuliani said that if the Ukrainians caved to his demands, it would, quote, clear the air really well and could, quote, be a good thing for having a much better relationship. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.